Hey beautiful people, how are we doing today? Trust we're staying safe, trust we are fine, trust we're staying indoors, and trust we're educating each other. So still on our quarantine chronicles, or our self-isolation chronicles, anyone you want to call it, today I'll just be giving a short podcast on self-isolation and the ideologies, the right things to do during quarantine, before quarantine, during self-isolation. So I just want us to sit back, relax, and listen carefully. And also do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Podcast by Femi, and also to send in our thoughts and our comments, our reviews, and our recommendation, and topics we want us to talk about also. Please do well to send them in. Let's go on a short music break. We'll be right back. So yeah, welcome back from our short music break, and the song you just listened to was by Two-Face Idibia and Darey, titled Carry Go. Wonderful song. I went to pull it out from the archives. Wonderful artists also. So we're going into the topic for the day, and we'll be starting with who can get tested for COVID-19 in Nigeria. I know a lot of people have been talking about this particular topic, and they've been like, it's just the rich that have been getting tested, and the government is not doing the right thing, everyone should get tested and all. Yes, that's very true. But if you check the NCDC page and look at their guidelines towards those who can get tested, you will understand why everything is being done that way. Testing everyone is possible, and yet it's not possible also, because there are so many things into testing, and resources cannot just be wasted. So guidelines have to be put in place for testing. So first of all, the first people that could get tested for COVID-19 in Nigeria are returnees to Nigeria, and these returnees to Nigeria must be presenting with fever, cough, or difficulty in breathing within 14 days. If you listen to me, you understand why these people take a very high priority. Also, people that can also get tested are contacts of a confirmed case with these symptoms I stated earlier. Also, those with fever and cough or difficulty in breathing in an area of moderate to high COVID-19 prevalence also take priority in testing. So if you fall into any of the categories, the NCDC will test you. But if you do not fall into any of the categories, and you maybe just have normal flu, or you're not just feeling fine, and you have maybe an history of returning from overseas, or contacts with a confirmed case, or fever and difficulty with breathing, with moderate to high, in an area of moderate to high prevalence of COVID-19, you may not be tested, and you may just be treated normally and not be isolated or anything. So I just want us to always understand that the government have reasons for everything they do, and it's not their joy if their citizens are dying. No, it's not. So please, let's just try to work hand in hand with them. So still on the NCDC page, I saw this, that if you are ill, please, first things first, avoid contact with others. Make sure you cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, and dispose of the tissue immediately. Also, what they said on the page was to clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. So this is for people that maybe they just returned from overseas or are in any of the categories I mentioned earlier. So when they are ill, those are the precautions they're supposed to take. And even if you don't fall into any of the categories, please, if you're ill at this moment right now, because it's not just for people that are returning again, we're already having cases of community transmission. Please and please and please, if you're ill, make sure you stay indoors and avoid contact with others. Cover your mouth or nose when you are sneezing or you are coughing with a tissue, and dispose the tissue off appropriately and immediately. Make sure you clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. So if you feel you're having symptoms of coronavirus, or you just want to take every precaution, these are the guidelines on some guidelines on how to self-isolate. First things first, where possible, make sure you stay in one room away from others for 14 days. So you're self-isolating for 14 days. So you can have food brought to you, but avoid physical contact with anyone. Avoid sharing items like cups, pillows, spoon, and so on. Stay in a well-ventilated room. As said earlier, cover nose and mouth with disposable tissue when coughing and sneezing. Something that is very important also is stay away from pets. It has been noted that pets can also transmit the coronavirus. So please, if you are sick, if you're not feeling too good, please stay away from pets. Make sure you clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces, bathroom and toilet surfaces, at least once a day with regular disinfectant or soap. So while you are self-isolating, what are the things you can do to keep your spirits up? Make sure you talk to others about how you feel and help them understand the situation you are in right now. And just think of the fact that you've been in difficult situations in the past, and this will not be the end. This is something that you pull through, the way you've pulled throughout of other situations that have been difficult for you. Make sure you're always keeping in touch with your family members and speak to them via social media, emails, telephone. Make sure so you get someone to help you stock up materials, books, movies, and so on, just to keep your mind occupied. Make sure you exercise regularly. Make sure you drink at least 8 glasses of water every day to keep hydrated. Make sure you eat your meals in a timely manner, and ensure you take adequate rest. So if during the 14 days of isolation you develop symptoms of COVID-19, such as cough, high temperature, which is fever, and shortness of breath, which is difficulty in breathing, or just the general feeling of unwellness, just make sure you call the appropriate authorities and just do not self-medicate. Never self-medicate. Make sure you call the NCDC or the appropriate authorities and let them do their job. Having coronavirus is not the end of the world, but we will not have it by God's grace, and we're not going to have it by doing the appropriate and the right things. So all the information I just stated out now is for someone who is self-isolating, anyone that has been in contact with someone that's a confirmed case of coronavirus. And if you're just feeling generally unwell and you just feel you should self-isolate yourself, make sure you listen well. You can go back to listen and just follow the guidelines. Let's all try to stay safe. Let's not go outside, except it is very important. Let's make sure we pray for our health workers. Just put them in our front, especially our frontline workers. Yes, let's put them in our prayers, because they are risking everything just to make sure that other people are safe. Stay safe. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you wash your hands well. Keep social distances. Drink lots of water. Make sure you rest well. And we trust that we'll all be fine. I leave you with the song "Goodbye."